Miravida Vistu. We are already in the first Saturday of the second month of this year, the month of February. And this day, of course, particularly, we, and most especially in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, we make reparation to Our Lady for all the sins that have been committed against her. And of course, one of them, of course, that is very prevalent, not in America, but in Latin-speaking countries, Italy, Spain, and Portugal, and so forth, is that many people take the name of Mary in vain. Americans and English people take the name of God in vain. So neither one is good, and both of them are sins. And of course, it's one of the reasons why the Blessed Mother asked for us to do penance and to make reparation to Our Lady. But of course, any kind of sin that we commit is a sin against God. And as such, since she is united with Him in every which way, it's a sin against her, too. In addition, today we celebrate the feast of a great founder of one of the religious families, the religious orders of the Church, Saint Romuald. Saint Romuald was born the son of Sergius, and when he was still a young man, a teenager, he saw his father, who had a duel with another man who had done him wrong, kill this man. And of course he was totally devastated by this horrible sin. Of course, dueling is forbidden by the Church. It was always forbidden, but then see, those generations disobeyed the Church in one way, our generations disobey the Church in other ways. Disobedience is disobedience. And so the man died, and St. Romuald immediately ran off without saying a word and went into the forest, and eventually he joined a Benedictine monastery. And then he thought that he needed more solitude, and so he went into the forest, and there began effectively what is called the Order of Camaldoli, on Mount Camaldoli, and the order is called the Camaldolese monks. And so he became the founder and abbot. Later on, because of his prayers and his intercession before God, Sergius, his father, repented of his sin, and he too joined the monastery. So you see, we don't always have to be involved in something, but when we make intercession for other persons, whoever they may be, in this case it was his father, who committed a very serious sin of murder, he interceded for him, he prayed for him, he did penance for him, just as we are to do penance for others who sin and make intercession for those who do not follow Christ. And just as St. Romuald was heard, so too we will be heard if we persevere in our prayer. But our prayer must be honest and sincere, and not for any selfish reason. So today we celebrate this great saint. Now the Camaldolese are one of the strictest orders in the Church. The monks live each in his own little hut, and the priests who are there have a little chapel and an altar on which they celebrate Mass every day. And on Sundays, they get together for the conventual Mass. That is, the Mass of all the convent, all the priests and monks are there. And then they get together for the pranzo, the lunch, which, of course, in Europe is the principal meal of the day. And so they still keep this very strict, very austere lifestyle. And not everyone is called to this. Not everybody wants to be alone all the time. But some of us don't want to be alone all the time, but we are basically, if it weren't for the two cats and the dog, we would be totally Camaldolese, even here. But anyway, that's fine. I'm happy the way I am. I'm not saying that to complain. But somebody sent me a survey, some student from some university, about the diocese and the priests of the diocese. Every so often, they do that because they want to find out about the diocese. They want to find out about the priests. And they asked, among other things, you know, are the priests solicitous for you? And do they visit you and take care of you? And I said, no. And I remember telling one bishop when I had my first and only, hopefully, back surgery, which was very serious, I told the bishop, did you not know that I had back surgery and you had not come to see me once? I said to him, what kind of bishop are you? And then I said, good day, sire. Anyway, that is the way it is. So the life of the priest is, for some things, very wonderful, solitude. Other things, not so much so. But one needs to stand on one's own feet, or in the cane if you have to have one. And also, we need to do what we do, and you too, and whatever it is that God wants you to do, you have to do it for the love of God, for the love of Christ, and the love of the Blessed Mother. And you will succeed, and you will persevere, and you will make it to the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.